easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral with you.
The city didn't save
me. How are we going to do this into the time shift?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire
me. In the future, my name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of
it. You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really heroes.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to DC on RMD, Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile. Just do it. You can find us on demand through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Search DC on RMD. I believe all of that is updated. Find us there. Leave us a review, subscribe, whatever you can do in that regard. And listen to us that way. Yeah, that about covers it. We did the name change and I think we're kind of settled in now.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. It's so hard not to say DC on CW, but we're getting there.
It's okay. So it's not hard for me to say it. It's hard. Sometimes, actually all the time in my brain, it's still DC on CW. Same.
Ryan's brain, it's still Main Man Digital.
Main Man Minimum. But like when I say it, it's like, yeah, DC on RMD. That's normal. But like my internal monologue, my brain thinks DC on CW. My mouth says DC on RMD. There's like a weird disconnect there, but it works. I don't understand.
Somewhere along the line it crosses and it comes out right.
Like it comes out right, but my brain thinks it wrong. Mm-hmm. It does not. It defies logic and
science.
It defies
the last 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, hey guys. Welcome back. We're going to talk about some stuff now. We had a brief little break. Was it brief? Felt brief. Maybe I was just busy.
It was like 2 weeks.
Okay, that's brief, right?
Brief enough.
I'm trying to think. It's so hard for me to think because I'm like, wait, who, Supergirl's on a break. I didn't have a break.
Right? Not me.
I was like, yeah. Well, it just seemed longer because you were out doing stuff.
Yeah. I was in Chicago, went to Star Wars Celebration. Woo!
I went to an aerial competition, so yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I went to LA and saw a K-pop group. Like, you know, yeah, just living the life.
Yeah, you're doing stuff.
Doing stuff. Stuff and things.
Living my best life.
Now my body's ready to just like commit seppuku because it's like you do everything nonstop.
Commit to poo-poo?
Seppuku.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you had a toilet break that I needed
I gotta
to take.
Commit to poo-poo. Please don't save that. That's all I think of. Every time I do something stupid, I'm like, no.
You're like, it's going to come back. Maybe not a week from now. Maybe not a month from now.
Six
but somehow,
months later on the Rain Man show.
It'll say,
I got to commit the poo-poo.
Yep. It'll come back somewhere along the line.
All right. Let's move on. Let's get into Supergirl Season 4, Episode 18, Crime and Punishment. Supergirl and Lena investigate Lex's cell to try to find clues into his plans. This episode was directed by Antonio Negrete and written by... So the story was by Rob Wright, teleplay by Lindsay Sturman and Adrita Mukherjee. I believe that.
I can't argue against you.
Right. So Supergirl, this picks up right... Kind of right after we left off 2 weeks ago, right before this little break, last episode, you know, we left off with Supergirl being surprised by the fact that Alex and Lena are ready to be her pillars of support, ready to help her. They're on her team. They're on her side. They know she didn't do this. They know she would never, even though they don't know that she's Kara. So, man, this is, I mean, it's so like almost no time has passed since her just being called a criminal and like the most wanted fugitive, basically, and a traitor to the country. And of course, I think it's not totally sunk in yet. until she goes to save the man that's trapped by the car. You know, she hears someone crying for help and they're like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. She's like, no, I'm Supergirl. I gotta. But yeah, that was rough.
Is it like a Kryptonian like thing where they don't realize stop shooting at him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, as long as there's been a Superman cartoon or show and now on a Supergirl, people still try to shoot.
I'm like, trying to use bullets, you idiots.
Didn't work.
I wanted them to get wounded and them just to blame Supergirl even more. She shot me.
Oh,
with her hand. She redirected the bullets.
Yes. Bullets come out of her hands now.
Yeah.
You were shot by your own gun, sir.
Right.
But she did it.
God. honestly, like that was rough though. Like watching them kind of try and do a citizen's arrest. Like how pissed off do you have to be at a super powered like alien to decide, hey, I'm going to grab a couple of my buddies. We're going to stage a little situation here. And like, we're going to try and capture the most powerful being that we're aware of.
It seems like a good drunk idea.
This seems like a great idea.
Grab your beer and watch this.
Yeah, boys, grab your guns.
We can get her.
Boy, howdy.
And it's not like there isn't history that we know that she can fuck people up.
Right, right. I
don't think I'd ever be that brave.
No, man, no. I'd be like, oh, damn, we need to hide from Supergirl now if I was questioning her motives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, let's confront her face on in the dead of night, no one else around. Like, let's just try and shoot her.
I can show you I'm way better than anything the White House could do.
Right? The entire, like, Army, National Guard, Marine Corps. Like, yeah. Just three dudes. Well, there was a chick, too. Whatever. Three dudes. yeah, I... Mm-mm. But that speaks volumes to the general perception of Supergirl at this moment. People feel betrayed. You know, they believe their eyes. They see this video and they go, wow, there's no mistaking it. I didn't think she was capable of that. But there's photographic evidence right there.
It's always one of those weird things that, you know, it's the headline readers. It's, you know, people that believe whatever they see, not knowing the full scope of a video or what goes on.
Context.
Yeah, of everything. And for me, this did you guys expect to see Red Sun Supergirl come back somewhat this week at all?
You know what? I didn't think about it.
Yeah, no.
It was just so weird because it was like, oh, they kind of... I'm always looking to see, because we're down to, I don't know if we have 21 or 22 this year, but we're on like the final stretch here. And it's just like, okay, well, I feel like we need to be progressing those things more. And she didn't show up this week. And I thought maybe like the reign of terror would continue.
Where
I have Supergirl doing like random shit around the world to be like, yep, she's fucking horrible.
I feel like, and Nicole, let me know if you're with me on this, but I feel like this is very much like Lex. They're going to let her dig her hole deeper. They've sparked that like, hey, wait, no, I want to make things better. I want to make things better. I want to make things better. And they're trying to just let her spiral. They set the trap and they let the prey squirm and struggle in the trap, right? Like,
yeah, that's very much a Lex thing to do, especially since he also knows exactly who she is. So he's probably been watching her and how.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this works.
I know what she's going to do. This is all we need.
Yeah. I think this was appropriate. I don't think we needed Red Sun Supergirl this episode. I feel like this was very Lex, and they talked about it in the episode too, when Lena's going through the you know, the cell and everything, and she's just like, yeah, he likes to leave things just to torture me, you know, let you sit and stew in it and suffer. So
yeah,
I feel like that is a very Lex situation. I'm not sure how she's going to pull through this though, man. Like, So Supergirl saves the guy from the car, and he still looks at her with just like, I don't know, just like disgust and betrayal. And like, how could you do, like, you saved my life, but like you attack the White House. What's wrong with you? There's no glimmer of hope. There's no glimmer of like, did you do it, Supergirl? Like nothing like that. Just convinced immediately. Absolutely certain that she did it. And he still ran away from her. It was just like, nope, screw this. I'm out. I don't know how they're going to redeem her in the eyes of the public. I have no idea. I believe that they can, especially if like the DEO backs her or something like that, you know, but because they're going to have to kick the president out of the White House. Like they're going to have to catch him in his bullshit and like get him out of there, or else there's still going to be problems. And they can't redeem her without that happening. Right. Like there's no way.
Well, and you always wonder if it's possible, because people always remember. You can't make people forget. And even if they have some justification, like, wait, well, there's two of them.
Like, yeah, they have to find and then, like, have someone confess. Like, they have to come out and say, and there's still going to be doubt after that. There's still going to be, like, conspiracy theorists going, I don't know, they said that there's another Supergirl, and okay, maybe there is another one, but how do we know it wasn't the quote-unquote good one that did it?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot to clear up by the end of this.
Yeah,
because I think we all run into that, to where even though that somebody could confess or get off, and I think it's even that way when people get accused of things now,
mm-hmm.
in today, where we look at them, we're like, yeah, and you hear about it, even though they might have got off. Like, I wish I had better examples offhand, but it's always funny when people die and they focus on some of the negative things that might have happened in their life, even though that it's old news.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I see that a lot in sports. It's like, so-and-so died today. He was known for doing steroids. Like, well.
All right, cool. Let's, how about when you die, Jeremy, let's just recall every horrible thing you've ever done. Hey, he got a girl hammered in college and took advantage of her. Like, that's how we should remember you. Like, yeah.
Well, you always wonder, like.
Jeremy is a fictional character. He doesn't exist. Just disclaimer.
We need that, any, you know.
Google searches skyrocket.
Yeah, Jeremy, for Jeremy.
College, date rape. Like.
It's always funny because.
Jeremy guy, we gotta hunt him down.
Yeah.
You know, these are all made up characters. Any, you know, real life is purely coincidental.
Yeah. Any resemblance to real people and
actual events
is purely coincidental.
And that shit always cracks me up at the end of like superhero movies.
No
and
animals
stuff.
Have been harmed in the Rain Man studio.
Yes. No Jeremys have been.
No Jeremys have been outed for heinous crimes at I was going to go into a Law and Order thing. I'm not going to do it. It's fine.
Bum,
bum. Bum, bum.
But it's always weird that things like that come up out of nowhere. And people are always going to remember, say Kara does die. Well, Kara was accused of blowing up the White House. Wait, what?
You may remember her as the superhero that was accused of blowing up the White House with her eyeballs.
Yes.
Yeah.
She also saved 3 million people.
Yeah, but like whatever, she saved the world like 3 times, it's fine,
at least.
Yeah.
Destroyed a couple world killers.
Yeah, right. But let's and talk the White about House. And let's the talk White about House. The White House. Yeah. No, definitely, it's interesting to see the way people do that, and the way that they, especially because there's such a contest for how to pull people to viewing your content these days.
Yeah.
So who can have the better tagline and the clickbait. And so it's always interesting to see, you know, whoever has the most, I have the hiccups now. I don't want to say the most outlandish, but like the most interesting or like eye-catching tagline is.
Oh, you mean like Lena and Supergirl go all caged heat this episode? Like, wait, like that makes it sound like it's a lesbian prison story. Yeah. Oh.
Can't stop hiccuping. I'm sorry. Yeah, but let's move on to Haley a little bit now. So Agent Liberty comes strutting on into the DEO, and I don't think they knew of any specific device to get Supergirl to come to them, but they know that they've worked with her. So they know, hey, reasonably, you have a way to get a hold of her. So do it. Ready, set, go. We're waiting. I was proud of Haley at first, you know, for like just kind of being like, yeah, I want to follow orders, but I want it to be legit. Like I will follow orders, but you are going to have to go through the correct protocols to get me to do something. Rules is rules. That's cool. I have mixed feelings on all of this stuff that happened with Alex and Haley, because emotionally I'm very much on Alex's side. Like, hey, do what's right. You know, sometimes orders suck and they're immoral and you shouldn't just like be complicit, but also how can you remain in a place of power or a position of being able to do something good and maybe change an organization from the inside out or straighten it up? If you just ignore or disobey orders and then you get fired or demoted. So there's a real fine line there that I think Haley is riding pretty well right now, actually. And it was interesting watching Haley react to Alex when she was trying to do. Alex is very emotional, and her trying to go to Haley and appeal to her and to what she cares about, and using, you know, her daughter, bringing her daughter up, and watching Haley react like, don't you talk to me about that. Like, do not bring her into this. At first I was like, okay. Like, it didn't seem like Alex was crossing boundaries there. But then Haley bringing up, listen, I know that you lied to me. I know that you're constantly just like, you know, being generally pretty disobedient in your role as director of the DEO. And I overlook it. Here's all the things that I, or here's a couple of things that I know that you do or have done that I didn't call you out for. And I didn't, you know, discipline or reprimand you for. So I don't want to hear it from you. And I was like, damn, okay. Yeah. I hear you. Cool. Tight.
Is it weird that it doesn't feel like Alex is not knowing who Kara is? Like, she's still acting like her sister. In my opinion, at least. If I'm wrong, let me know.
She's a little less desperate than she would be if she knew it was Kara. Honestly, Alex gets pretty like erratic and like volatile when she knows it's Kara. Like she will do drastic, like stupid things when she knows it's Kara. And right now she's like, hey, come on. Like, I know that it wasn't Supergirl and I'm working with her secret.
So you're saying Alex just would have been like, oh, the watch broke. Hit it with a hammer.
Something. Yeah. She would have like,
oh, sorry. I lost it. It fell in the toilet.
Do you guys have one of these batteries? Anybody bring a charger?
Yeah. It's Kryptonian tech. Do you have an adapter for this? I feel like
my dog chewed up my wire.
Now, if Alex knew that it was Kara, she would, if she couldn't get a hold of Kara for some reason and she had to handle it herself, she'd like create a little strike team to like do some covert op to steal the watch back from Haley or something. You know what I mean? Like, she would do something ridiculous and over the top. I
agree.
Yeah, I think she's riding that same line that Haley is, but in her own way, and she is more emotional than Haley.
I just think I've completely forgot that she doesn't remember anymore. Because they haven't brought it up, and it hasn't been such like a weird tension between them.
I agree. They've gotten
working
past
together,
that.
And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So when they finally find out, and Lena and her find out at the same time, it'll just be like the same reaction out of both of them.
Yeah, probably.
You have betrayed us.
There's no air
How
in this
could
room.
You not have told us.
Yeah.
You've known since we were kids. We made you forget.
What? What? Oh my god.
Would that be worse?
I don't know.
For Alex, probably.
I don't know. I think.
I would be questioning what else you erased from my mind.
Okay, but also, I don't think she would. I think if Alex pressed her for more info, she'd probably be like, well, honestly, I didn't want you to forget, but you insisted that it was the best because you were protecting not only me and yourself, but your team at the DEO.
Like, you,
and like, okay.
Did you erase my girlfriend that doesn't like me anymore?
Right. Okay, is Alex gonna get jiggy with James's sister?
You think that's a?
They had a look.
They had a moment.
They shared a look.
Are we shipping something?
I think so.
Maybe.
Well, I don't really care. I think she's.
Are we just going CW on this? Be like, oh, those two might be lesbians, so obviously they're gonna hook up.
Okay.
Okay,
listen.
But also they made eye contact and gave each other a look.
They made eye contact once for two seconds. They're in love.
Jesus Christ, I've looked at both of you longer than that.
But honestly, though, like at the end, she was like, I'm thinking I'm really glad that you stuck around. Yeah, and there was like extended, like, yeah, yeah, that's Alex flirting.
Yeah.
That was Alex flirting. That absolutely was.
Yeah, it was totally Alex flirt. And then the other girl was just like, hee hee, let me smile and look back at you. They're totally. No,
oh man, I
she's gonna be a recurring character.
I know she's gonna be a recurring character.
Hey,
but does everybody have to be related?
Yes. No, but yes.
I can't wait till the Olsons and the Danvers become one giant family together.
Okay, but like, here's the thing.
That was just me.
And Jimmy's like, I'm related to a
writer.
Super. So finally, my dreams come true. I wanted to marry Superman, but that wasn't going to happen. I tried to date Kara. That wasn't going to happen. So I got my lesbian sister to date her lesbian sister, and now they're married, and now I'm a super.
I'm a family member now.
Don't fuck with me.
So, okay. So, real life, yeah, that's a little weird. Definitely keeping it in the family. TV show, I think that it works really well.
Yeah, look at Friends. They all dated each other.
Well, okay. But like, but realistically, this is a new character for us, but she has an established history with one or two of the characters and is still like, she has connections to, has heard a lot about of, is vaguely familiar with the other characters, but still needs to create new bonds with them as well. So I feel like this is a really, really good character to potentially have Alex date and be with, or bride a date, whatever. Alex could use a little bit of that. She's always been kind of yearning for that romantic partner and stuff. And it's not some random new character that we have to figure out a reason to care about who doesn't know any of the other people. It's not its own totally separate story. This character can be in scenes with pretty much all of the other characters.
It makes sense. Yeah.
I feel good about that, knowing that, like, We don't need to figure out a reason to give two shits about a new character for Alex.
It's not the random Asian news reporter that shows up every 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. This is someone who is going through something with her brother. She's sticking around for him. She might decide to stick around long term for other reasons. She already knows and has an established rapport with Kara from when, you know, she and James dated, I think, presumably. And then from remaining friends, and then and she's getting to know the other characters. So
big double wedding, Jimmy and Lena.
Woo woo.
And Alex and Jimmy's sister that I can't remember her name.
Oh shoot.
Yes.
Remember when we said that we cared?
Listen, there's a lot going on right now, okay?
Anyway.
I'm glad nobody remembered. I feel better about myself now.
Good. I think
that's all that matters.
Man, what's his sister's name?
Only if we had these Google machines in front of us.
Kelly. Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Kelly Kapowski?
What? No.
Another show where everybody dated each other?
Oh, touche. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Is there anything else we need to touch on with Haley, or should we just move on?
No, I think we should move on.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. We're already talking about Jimmy anyway.
Jimmy Dean sausages.
What are you thinking about?
Venture Brothers, actually.
Oh.
where Dean Venture and Hank Venture meet their mom for the first time, and she's a total psychopath, and she goes, Dean, Jimmy Dean, sausages. Weird. My brain defaults to that. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I can't believe this is the first time I've said it on air. I think it constantly.
Yeah. and I was going with Wiener.
Yeah, I know. It was strangely pure. Holy crap. He looks kind of creepy, and he's definitely developing his superpowers now.
Yeah.
So is it safe to say that, like, yes, he was having PTSD panic attacks, but the intensity of them and those, like, weird, like, migrainy sort of, like, overwhelming rah, was kind of like a precursor, and, like, his powers kind of starting?
Is this?
I would say it triggered it.
I'd say, it, like, yeah, that it triggered, like, these, like, sensory overloads that are now kind of actually coming to fruition and forming into powers.
Did anybody else try to do the butterfly thing on their chest and tap to calm yourself down?
No, but I mean, next time I perform, if I have to, I'm going to try that.
It's like,
if I get the nerves, I'm just going to be like, okay, the butterfly.
Tap, tap, tap.
I think it's because you have to keep thinking about doing it, and that's what it is. I'm doing it now.
I think all three of us, and probably most of the listeners, are doing it now too.
I think it's just more so that, like, you have to consciously think about, like, tap, 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 tap. So it, like, brings you back to reality rather than, like, it is a calming thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more so about, like, the physical act of, like, doing something and focusing on it. I don't know. I'm not a therapist.
It is a good technique.
Yeah.
To get you back to where you need to be.
Huge question. Jimmy, villain or superhero?
Because
does this look like Venom's taking him over? To anybody else?
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of, yeah.
It's in my head. Rah! And then even the veiny, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, going through his body.
But it's not like he goes into a rage, though.
Not yet. I mean, he crushed a lamp.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was having a PTSD freakout that then, you know, manifested into more of his powers that are growing and, you know.
It just wasn't him getting upset at the lamp.
No, he was freaked out because he heard gunshots and he had a, like, PTSD. I'll give him a pass on the lamp. It wasn't a person. He didn't bend a person in half.
At least it wasn't that.
Yet.
Listen, I'm going to give Jimmy a chance, all right? I'm going to give him a chance.
So you think it's superpowers, not villain?
Yeah, yes. I think it's super, like, superhero, not villain.
Nicole? Superhero or villain? Where are we going with this?
I think superhero.
Am I the only one that wants everybody to be a villain?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. what a self-righteous villain James would be. Please, can we not go down that road?
Seriously.
He's been humbled a bit, but if he were to go the villain route, realistically, that would be something that would come back up.
And Lex might know that. So if he gets his hands on him, because he already knows that would have happened.
I think James is too good. Yeah, he was self-righteous and a little cocky, but at the end of the day, he does want to do good.
Yeah, I can't really think of a reason why he would be like, fuck everyone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Venom's taking him over.
But he's still him. I don't know, whatever.
I'm just thinking story-wise.
You're just trying to come up with stuff. You're trying to come up with more theories, that's all.
That's all I do, come on. You know that.
That's your job here. We keep Bob in a back room, and he gets a screen that plays the episodes on a loop, and he gets a pen and paper. That's it. Scribble theories until your hand is sore.
Yes. Sometimes not even in my own language. Are we going to see something before the end of the year?
With his powers?
Yes.
Something. I don't know what, but something.
There's got to be something.
I don't think he's going to be, like, full on anything. I think that's going to be that's next season's problem.
Do you think it's anything major in the DC universe?
No? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because we always want him to draw from the source material. And I don't think Jimmy's ever turned into anything, but I just wonder if he could turn it into something pretty fucking cool. That's why I want to go the villain route. Because it would be such a cool story on how do you handle this friend that has went bad that is based off of your guys' fault. Like, you guys saved his life by giving him this. And now Lena and everybody have to live with the decision that they've turned this man into this monster.
I don't know, man. I just
it's way too good for CW.
See it. I just don't see it, you know? And I don't know who he would be or who he could be. I just feel like the black eyes and the black veins and stuff like that is reminiscent of something that I can't place. But it's also kind of reminiscent of just a general theme or a general look for different stuff in movies. So that's a lot of the familiarity there. But I just don't know. I don't know who he could or would be. I don't know, man.
It's good. They're good questions.
They are good questions
for us, I guess.
So, questions.
I don't know.
We shall see. I'm not sure, but I guess I'm going to, I don't know, sit on that for a while, marinate for a bit on that thought and see if I can
sit on his Jimmy Dean sausages.
Damn it.
You knew it was coming back to you.
Oh, yes. Boy. Well, kudos, I guess. Recognition where it's due.
Small wins for me.
A smooth segue there. On that note, here is an ad from Jimmy Dean Sausages. Just kidding. We are going to take a break, though. We will be back shortly.
I said I would try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Why do you have to take it to the level of photographs and like, hey, I know you don't want to see this, but this will strengthen our friendship with these horrifying images.
He sounded like he was interested.
Okay.
Did he?
How does I don't want to see any photos, Andrew, equate to me?
Please show me some photos, Andrew.
How does that happen?
It's like, you know how guys are hanging out and it's like, oh man, this tastes awful. Here, have a bite.
What?
Have you never...
Wait, guys,
did you hear the pre-show?
Thing, one thing leads to another. Next thing you know...
Up that.
So you know your dick's in the other guy's ass.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
And then, like, ants eat your remains. Like, those books got real dark.
For kids.
Or like one of them, like you get.
This is, the fact that Marvel's been doing it for 10 years doesn't mean it's easy.
Hold on, though. Take Marvel out of the equation and forget that they don't even exist. Television has been doing this for decades.
And I stumbled upon it while I was hunting alligators. And this guy starts whistling at you. He beckons you. So I thought it was a mission, like a side mission. So I went, and then I realized what it was when it was too late. Yeah. I walked in, the guy starts...
And that's how they go out. Like, because the rebirth, when they ditched the New 52, because the New 52, they weren't always on the best of terms. They're back together, or, you know, they end up getting back together because they feel something they don't know. They just feel like the universe is pulling them together.
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW, Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001.
All right, we are back. Let's get into some other stuff. How freaking concerned were you about Brainy? Because I was. No, but okay, for real though, let's... oh my God, the Brainy moments that were very Ethan Hunt.
I want him to drop down from the roof.
Just...
Pull wires.
Like that monologue. I don't think I've ever seen him quite so conflicted about something. Having the odds be a perfect 50-50 was an interesting experience.
That has to fuck with somebody like him completely, the time.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, though. It was very interesting to see that side of him. He was just second-guessing literally everything, and he normally doesn't.
He normally doesn't have to deal with the 50-50 odds.
Exactly.
I think it was smart
Yeah.
for them to put that kind of you know, situation on him. Because what do you do when it's 50-50? It's
just do it and hope for the best.
I mean, did he really? I mean, storing it in his mind, does he really? Did he really destroy anything?
No, not really. But the fact that Nia, like, dreamed up what she did.
That was spooky.
After he did that, also, like, I didn't know it was a dream at first. So I was like, oh, shit, what's happening?
Right? They did that well. That was actually shot really well because
yeah,
it threw me off where I was like you. I was nervous. I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening.
Yeah,
it's happening, well, it's happening, it's happening!
Yeah, well, he had mentioned, you know, he mentioned earlier in the episode that, like, Agent of Liberty is going to start coming after people, including me, and I just thought they were just coming after him, and we don't see Brainy for the rest of the damn season.
Yeah. On top of that, like, first of all, I kind of love that her dreams aren't perfectly, like, literal. Them walking in with like the Children of Liberty, like Agent Liberty masks and stuff like that. Like, oh boy, does that mean that now that they're deputized, that they're like, that is how they're going to walk in there? Or is that just a representation? Like there's room for interpretation there. And that's, I think one of my favorite things about her dreams, is that like, they're not always specifically perfectly spot on and accurate. Sometimes there is room for interpretation. I'm concerned though. I am. So Nia was really smart, with how she interacted with Brainy, trying to like get him to come to the decision on his own. And I think it was the right choice for Brainy, for aliens. I believe that. I believe that he believes that. But boy, howdy, him, I'm a little spooked. Him storing all that info in his mind and like, I don't know. I mean, not that I think that anyone is really aware outside of trustworthy people that he can store data in his mind. But what if someone found out? Like, what if someone found out about that? And Agent Liberty found out and took him and they,
I think that's how you know they've done a good job at moving this character and changing the way we feel about him.
Yeah.
Because we actually worry now when these things happen.
I'm concerned. I do not want people to come for him.
Because why else would he store it in his brain unless something happened? And I think we all go towards that evil side of things. It's not ever like, oh, well, we need to find the location or the name of so-and-so. He's a, you know, ABC alien. And he's like, oh, I wish we had the list. Oh, wait, we do. Let me put my finger in the socket real quick. Here it is. So I don't see this turning out well for Brainy at all.
I don't either. Well, according to that dream, it's not gonna. Unless they find a way to change it, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that won't happen, but also like maybe that happens and maybe that doesn't happen that way. Maybe, you know, they end up taking him because he steps in when he shouldn't during some sort of altercation with them or like.
Yeah, the complete misinterpretation of the dream. It's not the list. It's something else.
Yeah, we have no idea.
It's an anniversary party for him.
But we do know.
It's your birthday.
Woo. We do know that likely now at this point, there is a very good chance that Agent Liberty and or the Children of Liberty are going to take Brainy, or they're going to harm him, or he's just going to have some sort of face off, some sort of something with them. And I'm concerned for his safety. We don't know how it's going to happen exactly. It could play out exactly like that. It could play out totally differently. That's what's like kind of spooky about it.
Scared. But also excited to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I love that we're concerned for him now, though. I love that it's come like full circle. he doesn't irritate us anymore. We find his quirks endearing. They have, you know, chilled out.
He doesn't look stupid. He doesn't act stupid.
He's the right level of weird.
Yes, he's our weird.
Yeah,
we're a little weirdo.
Yeah, We accept you, weirdo.
We don't, and he's done such good things for the other characters. Like that's a big part of it too, is he's put himself at risk and made bold choices to protect the people around him, because he knows that they are important to the world. They're doing their best. They're saving people. They're helping people. And also he cares about them on a personal level. And his heart's grown 3 sizes this day. That's actually, oh man, that's a quote from the episode too. A Grinch quote. Yeah. And a quote from this episode.
Yep.
Otis Graves. Oh boy, the cheese levels. But at least we got the cheese from like the stupid character.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like he's dumb.
Yeah.
He's a dumb boy. He says stupid shit.
Okay.
Seriously though.
Here's Otis.
Exactly. The level of cheese is okay based on what we actually think your intelligence level is.
Well, it feels appropriate to the character. He feels like someone who watches a lot of pop culture stuff and who
just repeats it in certain areas.
Yeah. Like he seems like that, like, whatever, like kind of guy, you know, like, did you see that new episode or something?
Ryan.
Yeah. Like Ryan.
What? Did you say Ryan?
No, I said Brian.
Duh.
Duh. Singer. The X-Men director.
Who also touched Ryan.
I know him on a personal... I don't know him on a personal level. Man. I don't know. It felt appropriate to the character, so it makes the cheese like, all right. It's cool.
We'll buy your cheese.
Yeah. So, the Wonder Girls go to prison. Let's talk about that now instead of weird... director is accused of things and us making fun of Ryan. Lena and Kara, they take a little trip right on down to Strikers. And I know it's Lex Luthor, and I know that he has like all the money ever in the world and so much power, and he's very murderous and many people are very, very scared of him, and therefore adhere to whatever he wants. But like, how do you get a jail cell like that? Like, how do you
get a movable wall?
Yeah, like what,
that goes into a dungeon or another lab?
Yeah, that's not just like, this is, we're not just talking like a nicer cell with better furnishings and you get to have a chessboard. Like, he has a secret lab.
Yeah, 400 yards of shit to get out.
How? What? And I guarantee he was just like, so Warden, here's a bunch of money. I'm going to need to come and go as I please. You're not going to ask where, because fuck you. That's why. And also I'll be making renovations to my,
please let my contractors
to my accommodations. I need to make some adjustments. Yes, quite. Yeah, but like, what? Come on. That's bizarre.
It's Lex.
If it was anyone but Lex, though, would you buy it?
No.
No, never.
I would have been like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Exactly, yeah. Because
I was almost there on the what the fuck is this bullshit on this.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Steve was there, but on the whole episode, but that's Steve.
I think definitely, like, I was able to suspend my disbelief because Lex Luthor is Lex Luthor.
He gonna do what Lex do.
Yeah. Lex is going Lex. I don't know. But if it wasn't him, I absolutely would have had issues with it. I would have been like, oh, come on, CW. Like, what are you doing? But the whole jail is just like, he had his fingers in there. And then like, there's a lot happening in there, man. They got their own little like newsletter. Written by his neighbor.
Yeah. Did you like that character? The guy, newsletter guy.
Yes and no.
Mixed feelings.
It was interesting to see the polarity there in how he treated Kara.
Like, fuck you, Supergirl. Oh, you're a reporter. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I love you, Kara. And then he's gonna find out who she is and be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, but I think also, once again, the specific details of it help me suspend my disbelief. He's an extremist. He is in prison for leaking sensitive data from the government because he's very much like, nope, this is the absolute right thing and you guys are doing the wrong thing, so I'm going to expose you. So he has that temperamental, like, I am right and this is right and so I'm going to do it sort of personality. So it works. And he's in prison for his actions based on that sort of temperamental attitude, you know? If it was just a random dude on the street, I'd be like, okay, let's take it down like six notches. They were able to get away with that because this guy is in prison. So he's obviously like unhinged enough to not stop himself from putting himself in prison just because he's like, well, I had to expose it because the government, blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, it sounded like what he exposed was probably like some bad stuff and like, okay, cool, good for you. But like,
but would somebody that's trying to take down the government really care that Supergirl's trying to blow up the government?
I think there's a certain level of jealousy. He calls her a narcissist and stuff like that. And he talks about the hypocrisy of her causing a ton of collateral damage. Whereas he's like, I was able to do this without causing any damage to anyone else, any innocent bystanders and stuff like that, which is in turn his own form of narcissism. I'm going to get stuck in a loop. Pull me out.
You're a robot.
Yeah, I think honestly he has his own level of narcissism there and hypocrisy in a way where he's just like, this is the absolute, my way is right. I am the one doing good because this is how I do it. And there's definitely collateral damage when Kara does save the world, but like, what are you gonna do? You gonna rebuild a building or try to rebuild the earth? You know? If someone else was able to prevent these other people, these villains, from like destroying cities, pretty sure they would have, you know, done it before it got to that point where there even was any sort of extra damage being, you know, dealt around. So I don't know. The character was literally only believable because of the circumstances. If it had been some random dude, I would have been like, okay, buddy. But it made it believable because he was in prison and like, I don't know. I tend to believe that someone who's in prison for something like that is a little bit more extremist.
Yeah. Well, I want to see how this plays out, especially after the, you know, somebody's going to figure out where the data came from on the thumb drive.
Yeah.
And of course, he was the only one in the prison that has that kind of background. Everybody else seems like they were ready to take down Supergirl.
We kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot that happened with all the prison stuff. Like, Lex's whole cell and watching Lena and Supergirl kind of bond over, I don't know, maybe bond isn't the right word, but like learn more about each other a little bit, at least on Lena's end, maybe just that vulnerability there and opening up about like, this is how I feel about my brother. These are the feelings that he stirs up in me. And he's always like torturing me or doing this and that. Like he's just toying with me all the time. Here's a list of every mistake I've ever made since I was 4. Holy shit. Jesus, Lex.
little
much, buddy.
I don't even want to list the mistakes I've made today.
Dude. Oh my God. No.
Right?
No. I cannot count that high. Like the
just
list
today?
Of no, but like my within the week, probably. I don't know. I've probably mouthed off a few too many times.
We're not even going to get into that over here for this week.
This just in: Nicole has snapped at several people in the past 3 days. Many friendships were broken.
I am barely holding it together.
Oh, jeez. Let's push her buttons.
Ooh. But really, though, I mean, I think there's a new level of trust on the Luther side of things for Supergirl. You know what I mean? Because, yes, she is friends with Lena. Yes, she trusts her. But there have been things like her creating kryptonite, her kind of just doing things on her own in secret, not really going out of her way to hide them per se, but not asking anyone's permission because screw you. I'm an adult and I'm doing a responsible thing with them. I'm not a bad person with bad intentions. So I'm going to do it. That's the stuff that's caused a lack of trust between Supergirl and Lena. And so getting into this now and seeing no walls up, no like secondhand, no her telling back the information to Kara later, just witnessing it as it happens. Supergirl is watching Lena kind of just be, faced with all of this Lex stuff and the way that it actually stirs up emotions in her and the way that it actually gets under her skin and makes her feel. I think that this is a really good moment for both of them to further that trust and that relationship and hopefully maybe take off the superhero costume and be like, hi, I'm Kara.
Here, let me put my glasses on real quick.
Remember we're friends?
Can we talk a little bit about the prison fight scenes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the walls look really, really cheap?
A little bit. You mean the walls that they fell through that looked like foam blocks in a children's playground?
Maybe it was easier to do the construction than we thought.
Maybe.
Possibly.
The walls are all foam.
Right? So it wasn't only me that you're looking at it and she's getting thrown through things. You're like, you're not even trying to make these things look like blocks.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, it was a little rough. But the kryptonite stuff looked pretty good, I hope.
Yeah,
I like how I have to say, like, I hope.
Well, so
I feel like you guys watch it in like higher definition than I do. So I'm just like, am I wrong?
And why does everybody try to recreate the Daredevil walk down the hallway scene?
Because
I don't know.
It's a cool shot.
Yeah.
But it's like this.
So now everyone has to tackle it until it's overdone.
Is it overdone yet, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay.
Considering that they do it. Every season?
Every third episode of Daredevil and every third episode of like...
Well, they used to.
Yeah.
They used to. It's over now.
We knew we were getting that single shot.
Yeah, we're like, oh, here it comes.
Here it is. It's going to be 10 minutes.
In the hallway.
It's 10 minutes this year.
Although that's still fucking impressive, just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it, but everybody shouldn't be pulling it off.
Yeah.
Like, leave it to Marvel. They're the ones that can. Okay, bye.
They got the money. They're not using, pack and play blocks for their walls.
Exactly.
Connects. Okay, but
they just crashed through fucking Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, right. But okay, bright side. I really like that kryptonite shield that Lena made for her.
That was kind of cool,
and I do appreciate that it wasn't perfect and foolproof and like impossible to break. So after receiving enough damage, she was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you just wear that shit all the time?
Yeah, exactly. I'm invincible for real this time.
Watch this. Oh, it hurts. No, it doesn't. Oh, it hurts. No, it doesn't.
So that was cool. I liked that a lot. And just kind of like knowing that that's a thing that could put, potentially at least help reduce damage for a while or something. And there was some like hiccups in the fight scene stuff, but overall it was fine. It was really the walls that I had an issue with.
Every time they went busting through. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much it, though. Like,
and then the prisoners grabbing the bars after she just fucking heat waved them together, or heat eyed them. Like, that should be a little warm.
Yeah,
it's still glowing.
Yeah,
it's still glowing, and I know that you're like reaching lower, but heat travels.
Yeah, those are metal.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, there were some hiccups. But overall, listen, I'm gonna keep things positive.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to bring up the because we really haven't. We honestly, when's the last time we've had any kind of like real fight things like this?
That's fair.
It's been real CG light.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But yeah, some hiccups this week. Not terrible, but some hiccups, I think. That's where I'm at with it, as far as my opinion. Some stuff I could have done without, some stuff that could have been better. But nothing that's like so horrible that I'm just like, come on, what are you doing? I think we have a lot to look forward to next episode, though. Also, Metallo didn't look like crap. Like Otis being Metallo?
No, that chess piece was a lot better than what they've used in the past.
Wowee!
Yeah.
That's a lot better. And him getting detonated like a little kryptonite grenade.
And then put back together.
That was actually hilarious. What do you mean this is what you get? You idiot. You freaking idiot.
I'm kind of glad they brought him back.
Me too, yeah.
I think we don't see that a lot anymore.
What?
Just like the dumb villain, like goon.
Yeah, goon. Literally goon. Yeah.
Literal goon.
Yeah.
You never see them.
It's true. We need all the henchmen to be cool instead of like...
Just like, do-do-do.
Was that boss? You said punch him in the face? All right. Oh, I missed. I hit the wall. Wait, come here, little guy. Like, yeah.
He went at a dad away.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. We don't see a lot of that anymore. Yeah. And it's kind of a nice change of pace.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Everybody's got to be cool. Yeah. Cool guy.
Cool guy. Got to be cool and serious all the time.
Yeah.
I absolutely am looking forward to next episode, though, because I love when Supergirl gets put in a position where she has to kind of, stay in one corner. You know what I mean? Like, so she can't be Supergirl. So what other thing is she going to do to figure this out? She's going to be Kara Danvers, reporter for CatCo Worldwide. And she's going to get to the bottom of stuff that way. I love when she's presented with that. I don't want to say challenge because it's not like she's playing a different character. That's still her. It's still her job. It's still what she does. But she cannot rely on her superpowers and her invulnerability and her, you know, fists to solve this right now. She is not doing anyone any good nor herself by being Supergirl out in the open right now. So she's going to be incognito, be Kara, do her thing. And I'm excited to see what Lex does to her this next episode. See what he has up his sleeve. Inevitably, something else is going to come up. And I mean, there's this looming possibility that Kara's identity could be outed to anyone. I don't think outing it to the whole world is very Lex quite yet. I think it's going to do more damage if he like whispers it to a couple people. And like, you know, that mm-hmm. that's more his style.
Yeah.
More calculated. But that's absolutely this looming possibility that we're just kind of like not really talking about because that's not the most important thing right now. There's like a ton of other stuff that's just in front of our faces, but like that's still out there. He knows who she is. And that means that so does Eve. I don't think Otis does because he's too stupid to do much except be like bronze.
Except being blown up.
Yeah. Yeah. Kryptonite grenade.
What's your job, kryptonite grenade?
Yeah. Professional kryptonite grenade. But there's a lot to get into here. The Children of Liberty just got deputized, like officially by the president. They get to kind of be like militarized, basically. And we've got this flash drive from this very helpful inmate who is just peachy keen to be talking to Kara Danvers.
Gotta start tying all these things up.
We've got a few episodes left and all of the shit is like simultaneously just collectively hitting the fan right now.
And
I'm concerned. I'm excited. I'm happy with where our characters are for the most part, I think.
I think it's going to be a weird one because it's not like we're looking to defeat a big bad. We're looking to defeat like a movement.
And we're honestly, I think it's more so like we're just trying to survive at this point, man. Like we don't need to take it all down right now. We just need to get through today. Like
right, like but it's not. Oh, we're gonna get against the world killers, or we're gonna go up against, you know.
It's not one big culmination of things ending with a battle, like a large scale battle in the city.
How do you end a movement?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good question. Let's see how they pull this off.
I think I kind of already went through my final thoughts. So if anyone has anything else to add, now is your time, Nicole.
No, you pretty much covered it.
Oh, man. Like, I just
hope that they start pulling it all together fairly quickly because we are getting to the last couple.
Yeah, and I think the flash drive is just like a new wrinkle in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's shit's going to hit the fan real fucking hard.
Do you think it's going to be like the flash drive is going to have something that's going to help them kind of catch everybody or like, you know, stop people?
I don't know. It's just like where do we stop this season?
Do
we end the Children of Liberty and the president?
I don't know.
Do we get Lex back?
Okay, but the flash drive has to have something damning. Otherwise, why would that guy who thinks Lex is a pompous little piece of shit, why would he hand that over?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, no, I know.
It has to be something damning, and I'm sure it's not just damning to Lex.
It's the whole tie-in to the president.
Yeah,
and all the rest of
I'm
the
sure
stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know. I have so many questions, not enough answers, and it feels like maybe not enough episodes.
Yeah.
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 So I don't know. Bob, any last anything?
No, I mean, like I said, I just think less than a month to go here, or about a month to go, we just need conclusion, and it has to start next week, I think.
All right, well.
Because to end, like, it's just weird. Again, it's not a big bad.
It's not really a hype-up episode, sort of.
She can't power herself out of this.
Yeah.
And Red Daughter. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, but she's tied in with Lex and stuff. So
yeah,
that's.
I guess that would be our big battle.
We got her backstory. And
we'll fight each other.
Yeah. Don't forget, Lex has powers too now.
So it'll be the DEO versus the Children of Liberty and Red Daughter versus Supergirl.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be some random battle scene.
I honestly, I don't know exactly how many episodes we have left. I forget when they said this season was supposed to end, but there's only stuff up for 19 and 20 after this. So I think reasonably we might be on to, we might have.
I think there's 22.
I think there's 22.
I want to say it said like May 29th or something was like the last
that
week.
That sounds right. Yeah. And then that it also says, so like we've got the directors and everything for up to episode 20. And then it says Alexis Ostrander and Jesse Warren will direct the remaining episodes of the season. Which
so that'll
means,
be like the 2-part finale.
Yeah. Which means we're going to have. Yeah. So I honestly, I'm not surprised that they haven't put out like an episode names or synopsis or anything like that.
Probably something that's going to give something away.
Exactly. Exactly. So, man, there's a lot happening. And I guess now we will all here at DC on RMD fade into the anxious abyss of waiting until next week when we hopefully get some answers on how we're going to defeat Lex and everyone and everything and change all of America's minds and all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Man. Yep. Thanks for listening.
People want cuddles.